And it's evolved over time from the little wood shack to the current location when the new stadium was built when we were kids. And it has kind of evolved a little bit. We've used to serve regular soda pops, sodas and cups and everything. And then we figured out bottles are faster and just kind of modified things over time to make things faster. Now we have cash registers so we accept credit cards and, you know, Apple Pay. All the kids come in and tap with their phones now, which, you know, I'm sure the parents are at home and get a little notification that their son just bought some food. But the concession stands, it is our major income source at Band Boosters. And we thank everybody for the support that they give to us on Friday and Thursday nights and actually every day of the week except Wednesday.
Well, KTLO has always been a great supporter of the band, by the way.
Yes. Yes. We do have some people that we'd like to thank. When the band performs on the junior high performs on Thursday nights and the senior high performs on Friday nights, and we provide pregame dinners for the students. And so we have some sponsors. Ultimate Auto Group was our sponsor for our first junior high game. And then Century Bank of the Ozarks was our first senior high game. And then Anstaff Bank has been a sponsor. And then Next, powered by NAEC, has been a sponsor. And then also another big thank you needs to go out to Baxter Health. They've donated 60 cases of water to us, and people don't realize how much water the band itself goes through. On a Friday night, we'll go through 8 cases of water. The junior high usually goes about the same when they perform. And then when we go to contests, which we have 5 contests this year,
marching contests, we
go through a ton of water and Gatorade at those. And so that donation from Baxter Health it helps us out greatly. And then one of our big partners is the meat shop in Mountain Home. They've been great to us in supporting hot dogs. And that's where we get our hot dogs and our ground beef for our hamburgers. And they have been just a great help to us in helping the concession stands out. October 14th, we go to Branson. The 17th, which is a Tuesday, we'll have our region assessment in Rogers, and that is our first step in getting our sweepstakes award for the year, which is part marching, part concert, and then part concert sight reading. And Mountain Home religiously has always gotten the sweepstakes. And so that is that October 17th marching is going to be a big day for us. And then October 28th, we'll be traveling to Jonesboro to the ASU Invitational. November 1st will be the state competition, and that's where we go up against all the 6A bands in the state that qualify for that competition. And that's always a fun day just because you get to see everybody across the state that you don't see just because of our football region.
What is it? What drives your love and your passion for the Mountain Home Band program?
Well, I was in band. Yeah, I played alto saxophone, played keyboard a little bit in marching, and played bassoon my last year in band. Drum major, and just I really it's just like a family. And I just know how much that means to the kids that are in there. And that's even like the dinners that we started providing, the pregame dinners is, you know, it's there's a lot of students that, you know, you get a thank you from, but then there's those students that come up to you and they're like, thank you so much for this dinner. And it kind of makes you know they needed it. And so it's, you know, people are like, I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it for the kids. And I remind whenever we get new officers in, I just like, remember, we're doing this 100% for the kids. And all the money we raise goes to the kids. And most of the money we raise goes to feeding the kids and stuff like that. You know, some of it does go to the shows and, you know, buy stuff for the shows that we perform on the field. But the bulk of it goes to feeding the students.
But I would say the parents, and, you know, we have a lot of grandparents who help out because they're taking care of their grandchildren, but also the physical plant people at the Mountain Home School District help out a lot because, you know, like they come in and wax the floor. They've given us cabinets to store stuff in, so, and countertops and things like that. So they really help out a whole lot. And it's just a community effort to make it work.
And we actually do have band alumni, band parent alumni that still come back and work in the concession stand. They know what it goes for, and they'll see on our Facebook page that we need help, and they'll text us and say, hey, do you need help? Sure, we, you know, and they come and help.